I'm Yana Lewis, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. China, the largest consuming market for South African beef, wool and animal skins, regards South Africa as a strategic pivot and priority in its foreign policy. The two countries share mutual understanding and support one another on issues of interests. China remains committed to President Cyril Ramaphosa's efforts to boost South Africa's economy and create jobs. This is according to Lin Songtian, ambassador to China of China to South Africa, who spoke regarding the country's decision to lift the ban on South African beef exports. The Chinese government announced earlier this month that exports of cloven-hoofed animals and related products from South Africa can continue. This comes after South Africa temporarily lost the World Organization for Animal Health's Foot and Mouth 3 free zone status after an outbreak in Limpopo in January. According to Lin, role players from both countries went to great strides to lift the ban without the OIE status, as it is a practical and pioneering action. Although South Africa's official unemployment rate for the second quarter of the year increased to 29%, the agricultural sector showed an increase in employment. This is according to the quarterly labour force survey released this week by Statistics SA. OFM News' Vermin Bauman reports this paints a worrying picture of more than 6 million people in South Africa without work.
According to the survey, employment in the formal sector and private households declined by almost 50,000 people each. The informal sector and the agricultural sector surprisingly recorded increases of 114,000 and 5,000 people respectively. Although an increase in employment was driven by trade, community and social services, as well as construction and manufacturing, employment losses were recorded in private households. It was also recorded in the transport, mining, finance and business service sectors. Of the approximately 20 million young people aged between 15 and 34, just over 40% are unemployed. Vernon Bowman, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
The 9th Produce Marketing Association's Fresh Connections Southern Africa Conference and Trade Show is underway in Cape Town. Local, regional and global decision makers from across the entire fresh produce supply chain use this event as a connecting point to build partnerships and contemplate sustainability. Farmers Weekly editor Danine Erasmus reports for OFM News about some of the highlights of the first day of the conference.
The first day started off very early with the Women's Fresh Perspectives Breakfast. It was well attended by many leading women in the fresh produce industry. It really was an inspirational session and teaching women more about leadership in their different fields. And then the day got started off just by perspective on some of the innovations and what the future holds for the fresh produce industry.
That was Farmers Weekly editor Danine Erasmus for OFM News. And now for your agricultural commodities, the latest traded price per tonne is 5,380 rand for soya, sunflowers trading at 5,090 rand and wheat at 4,530 rand. White maize is trading at 2,846 rand and yellow maize at 2,760 rand per tonne. This was your OFM Agriculture Bulletin, only on OFM.